This week of Parshas Tetzaveh, we read of Parshas Zohar. But first let's address an issue in the Parshas Tetzaveh itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe Rabbeinu to make a tzitz for the Kohen Gadol. In Perek of Ches Pasuk Lamed Vav, it says, V'yosisa tzitz zohar tahor. What was the function of the tzitz? So the Gemara tells us in Yuma Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Hatzitz meratze al hadam v'al habasar v'al achilav shenitma. The tzitz actually comes to appease for tumba. If a carbon was brought b'tumba, the tzitz precipitates that Hashem will accept the carbon b'ratzon, despite the tumba. There is a machlokes tanoim over there whether the tzitz is meratze and the carbon tumi only when it's on the metzach of the kohen, when it's on his forehead, or even when it's not on the metzach of the kohen. And there's a second machlokes, if the tzitz is meratzeh when the kohen wears it alone, or only when the kohen is wearing all the eight begodim that he's chayv to wear. Whatever the case is, the tzitz is meratzeh on tumma. But the tzitz has a second function as well. Pasuk says, V'hoya al metzach aharon. So Chazal say, the tzitz is mechaper for azuz panim. Someone who behaves in a fashion where he is scurrilous, in the sense of chutzpedik. By azuz panim, the Navi says, u'meitzach isha zona hayoloch me'anti kolem. So a tzitz, the Gemara says in Zvachim, is meratze an azuz metzach. That's very important. One should not be in azuz panim, one should not be act in a cruel fashion, in a fashion which is disrespectful. One should be an onav, one should be modest, one should be humble. And the Mishnah writes in Pirkei Avos, Azus Panim L'Gehenim, Boshes Panim L'Gan Eden. A person is not allowed to be Meis Panav. To act with chutzpah is inappropriate. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Aleph, Shein Roy L'Shtamish B'Midas Azus Hafila B'Avedas Hashem. Even when it comes to Avedas Hashem, one should not use this midah of acting with temerity, of acting with chutzpah, without the cheretz, it's not appropriate. What's fascinating is Chazal tell us there's a distinction between a ganim and a gazlan. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, the Fayin Tes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's famous statement. He said, why is the Torah machmir more by a ganim than a gazlan? A gazlan only has to pay the keren, the principal. A ganav has to pay kefel, sometimes dal vei, 4 and 5, because the gazlan hishver kvod eved the kvod kono. A gazlan somehow equated the covet of the eved to the covet of his maker, of Hashem Yisbarach. The ganav lo hishver kvod eved the kvod kono. That is to say, a gazlan, an armed robber, sometimes called in Yiddish, of course it's an English word, a bandit, if his yetzahara seizes him, he grabs a chefetz. He's not afraid of anyone. Does so in broad daylight. But a ganav is mefached. He comes with sinner. He comes stealthily, clandestinely. He does what he does very furtively. So from whom is he mefached? Only from the balabayas or from the police. But of course, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not mefached. He's not afraid. So it comes out, he's machshiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu less than a basur adam. Therefore, the Torah is machmir by him even more than a gazan. So Chazal tell us that one should have a sense of boshes panim, a sense of humility. One should be embarrassed if one does something which is inappropriate. On the pasuk in, and I'm maimin hasinai bavur tiyeh yirasa al panechem bevilti sechato, bavur tiyeh yirasa al panechem zu abusha. In maimin hasinai we receive that midah of busha, that a person should be embarrassed to do an aveira, and that could often save a person from ched, from transgression. Levilti sechato. Sometimes Yer Shemayim doesn't help, but Busha, which came about as a result of Maimon HaSinai, that's a Maton L'Doros. Mi she'en lo boshes ponim, Chazal say, b'yadua shalom du aveser al HaSinai. So the opposite of Busha is the midah of Azus. Azus is a terrible midah, a midah which is, of course, absolutely to be spurned, a midah which should, in effect, one should run from. And the ideal exemplar of Azus Panim is Amalek. Amalek believes in the existence of Hashem, but they have Azus Panim. They're going to go and do their best to in effect attack, as it were. Hashem is Barach. Chazal compare Amalek to a kelev, to a dog. A good dog is known to be, the pasuk says in Shayo, Vaklovim Aze Nefesh. There's no busha. They have tremendous chutzpah. And that's what Amalek is all about. How do we know Amalek believes in Hashem? The pasuk says, Vayavu Amalek, Vayilachim Yisrael Befridim. Befridim was the last tachana, the last encampment of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar before they came to Har Sinai. So why did Amalek come to fight with Klal Yisrael? Because the Iker, Matar of Amalek in this Milchama was to prevent Klal Yisrael from receiving the Torah. Amalek wanted to prevent Matan Torah. The Maral writes, Kasher Hayu Govrim Al Haman, when Klal Yisrael prevailed over Haman, Zochu Yisrael the Madrega, El Yonim Oid, Vezochu the Torah. Even though they already had Torah, now there was zecher to be davuk b'malos hatera asichlis. But before that, says the Sfas Emes, even though we received the Torah Mammon Hasina, but Amalek attempted to mimvato the dvegas of Klal Yisrael when it came to Torah. So therefore, when we approach Hasinai, that's the time to go to war against Amalek. Why should Amalek want to prevent Klal Yisrael from receiving the Torah? Who cares? Why should they care? Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Hasina with the Luchos, with the Aseres Hadibros. And the answer, of course, is that the pasuk says, "V'lo yirei Elokim." Even though they believe in Elokim, but they have no Yirah Shamayim. And the result of not having Yirah Shamayim, they have the Azus to attack Klal Yisrael. Rashi quotes the famous Moshe, the Ambati, Rosachas, and comes Amalek and wants to chill, wants to cool off the Ambati by attacking us. Asher korcha baderech l'shemikre. They came suddenly out of nowhere to attack Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were not ready for this kind of attack. The Malbim writes that generally one nation will attack another for several reasons. Whether they are defending themselves because they're under attack from the second nation, or for economic reasons, perhaps the other nation has natural resources they don't have, they would like to have them, or for reasons of prestige and covet, or for reasons of expansion. Amalek had none of that. So Amalek simply, Vayavo, they arrived on the scene without any rationale whatsoever, and the Zohar calls them evil incarnate. Told of the Tohu. And of course, the Sayyid of Amalek is Haman Agogi. Haman, like Amalek, his grandfather, believes in the Metzias of Hashem, but contends, I can overcome Hashem is Barach. Chazal tell us on the pasuk of Vayesei Hasoch El Mordechai, Vayagalo Mordechai is called Asher Karou. Essentially, he told Esther, Ben Mino Shel Karou Bo Aleichem. Amalek only believes in Mikra, in happenstance. They don't believe in divine providence and Hashkocha. So too, his scion, Ben Mino Hamad Arasha, only believes in everything is clearly coincidental. There's no Ashkocha. He thought that he could prevent Hashem from doing that which he wishes. And as the Medrash writes, Haman said about Hashem is Barach, he's a Zokain, he's an octogenarian, he can't do anything. One time he was young, he could have Atzlacha, he could deal with Paro, with Sisra, with all the other enemies of Klal Yisrael, but now it's Nebuchadnezzar, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, he's a Zokain, he's weak, he doesn't have the Koach to fight against Hashem is Barach. So Chazal say, Kevin Shanof HaPur B'Chodesh Adar, when the lot, when the girl fell on Chodesh Adar, Haman was in tremendous simcha. He said, Nofali Pur B'Yareach Shem Eis B'Meshe, Moshe Rabbeinu died this month. That sounds good for me, to my luck, to my mazel. So if he doesn't believe in Hashgacha, what difference does it make if the Pur is Nofali B'Yareach Shem Eis B'Moshe, what difference does it make? The answer is because Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Bechir of Hashem Yisbarach, the chosen one, Nifter in this month of Adar, he didn't know that Moshe was also born in Adar, but if he doesn't believe in the Metzias of Hashem, what difference does it make if Moshe is born and passed away in this month? Only because he believes in Hashem, he knows that the Kvod Hashem in the world is through Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim and Sinai. If Moshe Rabbeinu dies, that's a simin, that now the lot that in effect, was drawn, is destined to destroy Klal Yisrael, and perhaps he'll be Matzliach. Chazal say kol makom shenemar, whatever it says in the Megillah, the word melech, la melech hashverosh, ba melech hashverosh. So the, if the language is la melech, we're talking about the king, the earthly king, Ahasuerus. If the language, however, is not that language, la melech stam, if it says la melech Ahasuerus, that's talking about the king, Ahasuerus. If it says stam la melech, that could refer to either Kodesh and Chol. Either it refers to the king, Ahasuerus, or it's a reference to melech malchi amlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In effect, the Torah tells us, a mitzvah say, to blot Zecher Amalek. The chiyuv is kipshuto. Today we can't fulfill the mitzvah. We don't know who's Amalek. And the days already of Mordechai v'Esther, some say, all the Amalekites were killed. So the mitzvah kipshuto cannot be fulfilled. However, I heard from Hagoyin of Levinsohn Shlita many times, there's a type, there's a genre of Amalek even today. Every koach that Hashem created in the world is operative even in the Nefesh Adam. Chazal say, Harbi Nevi'im Amdu Lem L'Yisrael, Yomar Megillah Yudalam and Aleph. There were many Nevi'im that arose in Klal Yisrael, Ki Flayim, Ki Yotzim Mitzrayim, double the number of Jews who left Egypt. El Nevuah Shehutzuch Adadaras Nichtava. If a Nevuah is necessary for all generations in the future, that was written down with Shalahutzuch Adadaras Nichtava. The question is, there are many Nevuahs in Tanakh, and Ammon, and Moab, and Edom, all kinds of nations that already are extinct, no longer extant, no longer operating. Why were these Nevuahs written? Where's the element of the Doros? And the answer, of course, is that a human being is a microcosm. Inside every human being who did not undergo nurturing of his character, perfecting his character, there's an element of Ammon, an element of Moab, an element of Edom, an element of all the Shivim, Umas Ha'ilam. All these keichas exist in human beings. Amun and Moab, that the Torah says, Shalokidmu es Yisrael balachum v'amayim, they're lacking hakor satov, they're lacking chesed, they're stingy, they're miserly, and these qualities exist. They're embedded in many, many human beings. And therefore, these Nevuahs were needed, the Doros, corresponding to the Moabiyot, the Ammoniyot. We should not follow such drachim. We should avoid following such drachim. So to Amalek, each one of us has an element of Elo Yare Elohim, which was said by Amalek. Each one of us sometimes can demonstrate azus, a lack of the cheretz, a chutzpah. So the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is not only that nation that rose against Klal Yisrael that we can no longer really identify, but the Amalek qualities that often exist within each one of us. Those qualities have to undergo tikkun. Those qualities have to be eliminated, obliterated, completely eviscerated. And nothing of Lo Yare Elohim should chas v'shalom remain with us. That's the din of Mechias Amalek, even b'zmaneinu anu. Of course, when we examine the dramatis personae in the Megillah, they represent the very antithesis of these midos. The midah of Busha and Sneas was a midah that Esther, Hamalka, excelled in. Chazal says she was Zocheb, Ischat Sneas, Shoisa Berachel. Almost a genetic kind of code, Rachel, who shared the simonim with her sister not to embarrass her. That Sneas, that sense of modesty, generated the emergence of Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech also had tznius because he knew that he was going to become the Melech Yisrael, which of course is a source of tremendous pride. He didn't reveal that to anyone. He was very tzanua. So Rachel generated Shaul, and Shaul was tzanua, didn't tell his father that Shmuel anointed him as a king, only spoke to him about the asonos that were lost, Dvar HaMelucha lo higid lo. And even afterwards, when Shmuel gathers Klal Yisrael, wants to tell them that Shaul is the king, Shaul is nechbal akelim. He is simply hiding. They shouldn't find him. Chazal say, Kalim referred to Urim Batumim. Shaul was choshesh, maybe he's not royal l'gdula, until he asked Urim Batumim, and of course, at that point, the Urim Batumim concretized that which Shmuel had told him. So Bizchar Tznius, that was in Shaul, Esther emerged from the loins of Shaul HaMelech. She also, very Tzanua, doesn't reveal her background, though he gives Esther as Amma, as Maladata, doesn't tell Achashverosh she's from a royal family, from Shaul HaMelech. This is the Midah of Tznius that we see in among the great personalities in Tanakh, the very antithesis of what Haman is all about. Haman represents Azus, and we have the midos of Busha, of Tznius, of modesty, of humility. And we remember the Megillah, when Mordechai reveals the story of Bigson Vaseresh, who plotted against the king. Esther has an opportunity. Once again, she could have gotten many, many quote-unquote brownie points with the king by indicating that she's the one who divulged and revealed this piece of information. She doesn't do so. She's totally honest, doesn't take the cover for herself. And Chazal say that could be responsible for bringing Gula Lolam. And even when later, when the king asks that the Sefer HaZichronos should read before him, and it mentions Ashahigid Mordechai b'Gson HaVaseresh, doesn't mention her name at all. Only Ashahigid Mordechai, her name is not down there. The Melech could have given cover to Esther as well, but she doesn't play any role in this story, only Mordechai. And this is why Chazal say, Kolom Adavim B'Shem Omro, maybe Gula Lo'olam. That can bring about Gula. So here we see the beautiful qualities that are possessed by Mordechai and Esther, the very antithesis of the horrendous qualities that we see in Amalek and in Haman. Chazal say a person is obligated to Lipsume Bipuraya, Adlo Yoda Ben Arhaman Lebarach Mordechai. What exactly is the shir of Adlo Yoda Ben Arhaman Lebarach Mordechai? So Agon Yavitzel Gezvachi Shlita explain, as a result of drunkenness, a person comes to the Hakara that Haman was not responsible for all the evil that occurred. Mordechai was not responsible for the Yeshua that occurred. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam who does everything. The Gzeirah Ruach Chas V'Shalom, the Yeshua Tova. It's true that Haman is the Shliach, is the emissary. Lahor Ali Yisrael. His intention is not to carry out the Gzeirah Hashem Yisbarach. Oru Haman. Mordechai does all the Ishtadlus, Ruchnius, and Gashmius in order to undo the Ruach HaGzeirah. Baruch Mordechai. You have to be makatol to the Shliach, his Ishtadlus. But they are not the reason for the Gzeira, for that Tzolah. The reason was Hashem is Barach. And when we did Tshuva, first Hashem gets angry at us. When we did Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matzil us. HaGoyim HaShem Zonu Oibach, Zatzal used to say, this halacha, of Mechayi Vinish Lepsum and Purai Ad Lo Yoda, will no longer be relevant in Mos HaMashiach. It's quoted in the Halicha Shlomo of Purim, Perek Yutes, Ha'ora, Ayin Ches 78. Why? Olam Hazeh is full of tzaras. So one cannot possibly have simcha without somehow having in mind all the tzaras that one is surrounded with. And therefore one has to go ahead and become intoxicated ad lo yoda to come to simcha shleima. But Mos HaMashiach, Bekarov Halavai, Sheniska Lekach, there won't be any longer any tzaras. There will be no need to sever ourselves from the Metzias in order to be happy. We'll be able to be Sameach, that the Metzias itself will be one of great Simcha. So in Mele, the Pasuk says, Yishayo Perkut Aleph, everyone then in Lassid Lava is going to come to Hakara of the Hashkach of Hashem Yisbarach, Umbala Arzdeas Hashem Kamayim Layom Nechasim, Kulam Yedol Sin Lemiktanam Yagdelam. Once everyone knows Hashem, once Umbala Ha'aretz Deyes Hashem, there's no need for the din of Ad Lo Yoda Bein Ar Haman the Baruch Malachai. The Hasaga that we'll have will be a Hasaga of connection, of a full Yediyah of who Hashem is Baruch is, and Halavai, that we should be Zeuche to that level of Yediyah Hashem, of Akaras Hashem, Halavai B'Korov, B'Per B'Yameinu, Amen, amen. Kishem shezachinu lenisim b'mei Mordechai v'Esther. Kach namshich v'nizke l'nisim all the way and mekara, we should be zeichet to the gula shleima b'mer b'yameinu, amen v'yamein.